Rob Parr, Central Avenue. We're all about the Sunshine City. RadioCP.com. RadioCP.com presents the Homemade Broadcast.
This is a Homemade Broadcast radio production.
Base vehicle free count operations will start on my mark at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It is the Homemade Broadcast. This is episode 602. My name is Will Kuntz. That's Anna Hummel over there.
What's up?
Oh, my
Live
God.
Live from the period hut.
You sound so good.
Do I? Oh, I got to give all credit to my partner.
Yeah.
You know, I hate calling him that. My boyfriend, Chris.
Yeah. Well, good job.
You sound he did great. A great job.
So we are separated today. I'm here on the East Little St. James Island, like normal. Anna usually flies down here to meet me. But, she's like in what, her.
Like Lutwig, what's his name?
What?
Like the, who is it? Who was testifying in front of Congress today?
Pam Bondi?
No, the other one. Lutwig?
Lutwig.
Yeah. Yeah, he went to Epstein Island and I guess with his family. Super weird if you're raping girls with your family. That shouldn't be a family activity.
Yeah, that's not good. I can't do that. That's weird. But no, yeah. So Anna would fly down here usually, but she's at her palatial estate today because, like, what do you got, the flu or something? You sick?
It's one of those things where I don't know if I'm getting sick or not, and I certainly don't want to risk it before you're on your way to Little St. James for real.
Yeah.
So I would feel terrible if I got you sick. Like, if you get sick on your own, whatever, but if I know that I gave it to you, I'd feel super bad.
Yeah, it's funny you say that because I woke up this morning and I was all congested and not really feeling that good. But yeah. I think there's plenty of time. So my future wife in a few months works at this company, and every year she's been there 10 years. So now they allow her to do this thing called, I don't even know if I should say the name of it, but it's a yearly trip that they plan.
Right.
The company is nice enough to let her take whoever she wants. She could take a guest. So we're going to Little St. James. We're going to the Sandals like resort in St. Lucia.
That's awesome.
They pay for the freaking flight, the room for us. It's an all-inclusive resort. I've never been to a Sandals, so that's exciting. And St. Lucia, which we were actually looking at for our honeymoon of going on. So now we get to choose somewhere else, which is pretty great. I guess we'll have to maybe see if we can record another one for next week. So I'm going to be at Little St. James.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure we can work it out.
Appropriate. Yeah. But you came over for Super Bowl.
I did. Yes. It was super fun. I had a great time.
You didn't eat. I did cook. I invited you and your boyfriend and a few other people over. Mm-hmm. I actually invited quite a few people and everyone was like, okay, I'll let you know. So they really came over, but it was kind of good. We had a nice little small group of folks, and
sometimes that's better, you know.
And my place is not very big, so we had like just the perfect amount of seating. Nobody was struggling to find a chair or anything like that. And I did something that I normally don't do, which is I don't get hammered before I start cooking, and it was a much more pleasurable experience. I actually felt like I wasn't rushed and not knowing what I was doing. And we had some burgers, which you don't eat. We had some chicken, which you also don't eat. But I got you some cheesy bread.
And that was so good.
And you ate me some strawberries from the fridge.
Yes, I did. Thank you for letting me rummage through your things.
Yeah, no, it was great. It was great. I got to tell you real quick.
Yeah.
I know it's really expensive to live. And this is not a endorsement by any means, but Aldi.
Bro. Shout out to Aldi.
Shout out to Aldi. I got all that food that I prepared. I got a big family pack of, I originally wanted wings. And when I picture wings, I picture the flat and then the drum separate.
Okay.
Aldi did have wings, but it was the actual wing with even the part at the end that is not really edible.
Feathers?
Yep. Yeah, the little tip of the wing. It was just one giant wing. Mm. So I opted not to go that route and went with a nice chicken drumstick, which is
dark meat. Is that the thigh?
It's dark meat. It's good, but it's like the hamstring and the going butt. Into the knee.
Got it.
And then into the butt. Yeah. Mm. On a, it's good, but it's got a lot of connective tissue in there.
Oh, hell.
Ligaments. It is, even for me, I like meat, and I was kind of like, this is a little gross. But yeah. when you put them on the grill, it kind of just burns everything up, makes it much easier. So
they smelled really good. Like, yeah. Meat still smells very good to me, obviously, because I'm a human being.
Yeah.
But I it's not for me. I do have to say, your future wife's friend was a lovely lady.
Yeah.
I was like, I want to be your friend. You seem bubbly and sweet. And it's funny because, okay, now obviously we're not the same person, but I moved to Florida, like the same spot when I was her age 10 years ago. She's 10 years younger than me.
Yeah.
So I was just like, saw a lot of me in her. And I'm like, I did that.
Yeah.
I moved here alone, basically in the same apartment complex 10 years ago, was 28 like you, wide-eyed and bushy-tailed before the world wore me down. But no, it was good. She was a really sweet girl. So I hope to see more of her.
Oh, you will. She'll be around. Mm-hmm. She's probably going to need friends too. So maybe, maybe you can be her like mentor or something.
Mentor? Ew. Yeah. No one wants to take advice from me. But I don't know if you heard me. I think you did. Your wife and her were discussing like some future brunch plans.
Yeah.
And I think the dialogue I had in my head was actually coming out of my mouth.
Yes.
Where I was sort of mumbling, I like brunch.
I'm not sure they heard you, but I heard
brunch.
You.
Just like hoping for an invite and didn't get it.
I know. I almost said something like, maybe Anna could go.
You're a great wingman.
Yeah.
Please. No,
should I done that?
No,
because you were kidding.
No,
you
well. I mean, like, if the invitation was offered, I mean, I can probably go, especially if it's on any day of the week, now that I think about it. But listen, maybe it was a thing for them to plan. You know what I mean? And then when you start introducing other people, it ruins the vibe completely. Because, like, they know each other. They're good friends. They want to catch up. I've done that before. I have a core group of, like, three other girls I brunch with. And sometimes we'll throw in a fifth or a sixth, and it's just sometimes it just sucks because, you know, you don't know this person as well as they do. And then you feel like you have to like really help them into the conversation and you don't want to do that. So I didn't want to impose, but.
Well, maybe you do like a dinner for schmucks kind of scenario where you bring somebody too, you know, to the dinner.
Oh, like another girl?
Yeah, so that way you're not a third wheel, you know. You got somebody else there too.
Right. I just didn't want to impose on other people's plans.
Yeah.
But I was feeling like I might have because I was a little drunk, so I would feel much more comfortable being like, "I like brunch," and then if they're like, "No," and I go, "I was just kidding, I'm drunk." But yeah, we'll see how we go. I'll try to court her. I really did like her. She was a very sweet lady.
She is. She's very fun and easy to talk to.
Mm-hmm.
Talks a lot. Like I kind of enjoy people that can talk a lot because sometimes I don't want to talk and then they can, like, ramble about something. You can listen or not. I mean, you can zone out and fade. It's nothing that's like super in depth or anything. So
yeah.
But yeah, she's a good egg. But yeah, Super Bowl was fun. Did cook. What else did I want to talk about? Super Bowl. Didn't get maybe drunk early.
Bad Bunny, maybe a little halftime.
The Super Bowl halftime show, which apparently was the most watched Super Bowl halftime show of all time.
Was it really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I totally think that is plausible, that that is real. I've changed my mind completely on how I felt about it when I was drunk on Super Bowl Sunday.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah. I completely changed my mind. I was like, here's the thing. When I drink, sometimes I turn into like a boomer Republican dad.
Yeah.
You know? And then when I like sober up, I'm like, that's not that that's not me at all, but I'm like, I'm not bothered by this in the least.
Yeah.
It, by all measures of like a performance in term, not for the people there. I saw some of the, I saw some of the vantage points and it was just watching grass move essentially, kind of shake in the wind. It wasn't for the people there. It was for literally everyone else.
Mm-hmm. It was for TV. Yeah,
it was made for TV. There were some Blair Witch angles where I was just like, what the hell's going on? But I thought that it was like a really good performance. Like, do I like Bad Bunny? No. But like there was dancing. There was some tush shaking. There was like there weren't any like soft, slow ballads. Like people were moving. Like it was just an exciting, entertaining performance. I think people had it. Well, what did you think of it? Let me pause.
So much like you, I'm not. It's not my demographic. That genre of music is not part of my life. It's not something that I listen to. It's something I vaguely knew who the person was. And I know that they are very successful worldwide and here in the United States and obviously from Puerto Rico, which is part of the United States. I know. But, you know, for me, I don't care about any halftime shows.
Of course. I'm like, who would you like? Bright Eyes? Like, yeah. Who?
Halftime shows are lame.
Oh, and whoa.
They're, yeah, just in general. I know that they're for...
they're for me. They're for people like me. People who weren't going to watch the game but want to tune into the show.
Right. And have something to watch and enjoy. And, you know, the country's demographics have shifted drastically over the past few years. So
why is that?
Well, you know, there's lots of reasons why, mainly that the border was open for 4 years.
Oh, that. Yeah.
But this has been happening for a long time. Demographics have been kind of shifting. So they went after a group who they're trying to target to maybe watch the game for Bad Bunny and then maybe enjoy football, and then maybe more people will watch football and it'll become more of a thing, because I believe in Puerto Rico the game is football, which is soccer. And so they're trying to reach new demographics there. I get it. And he's a huge major star, so
yeah, he was like your wife informed me that he was like artist of the year.
Yeah,
like that's obviously, you've got appeal, like not just with the Latinos and the Latinas and the Latinx, you know, Gen Z knows who you are. But people, you're a very popular person. Everybody knows who you are. I know who he is. I couldn't name a song. And I think the main issue was that not like a single lick of anything he sang was in English. Go ahead.
He's a Puerto Rican artist and he speaks Spanish, and I don't think he speaks English that great either.
I think he does.
He does. Okay.
Well, I think he does.
Puerto Rican. He started in Puerto Rico. He's speaking Spanish and he's, you know, I don't know if you necessarily need to understand the language to get the music.
To enjoy it. No, you don't. Of course not.
Yeah. I don't like even when it's songs are in English, I rarely understand every word of what's being said. It's kind of like, the singing almost becomes like another instrument.
For sure. And I heard someone say this, I think it was Tom Segura, and it was a great point, but it's like, I understood more of Bad Bunny's performance in terms of lyrics than Kendrick Lamar's last year. I didn't know what Kendrick Lamar said at all, except when he was like, A minor. And that was like, that was the only lyric I could sing along to. But here's the thing, you know, at first I was just like, that's ridiculous. They should be speaking English. But when I sobered up, I started thinking about it and I was like, this is what happens when you expand the empire, America. You know what I mean? Like, and I know you said earlier, because I'm sure, you know, people get a lot of heat where they're like, they should speak English. And everyone was like, well, Puerto Rico is part of America. And that is true. It is part of America. And here's the thing, like, if the Super Bowl was in Atlanta or in New Orleans, for example, and they kind of decided to like celebrate and illuminate like local regional culture, right? Like, say there was like a jazz, French, I don't know, Cajun thing. I don't know what they do in Louisiana, but, you know, stuff, something like that, where they're kind of, you know, celebrating the regional culture because it's in that part of the country. Everyone would go, okay, that makes sense. Or you're in Atlanta and Ludacris is there with Usher. Okay, that makes sense. You know, or you're in Texas and it's Beyonce and some other country music artists. That makes sense. Yeah, I know it was in California and this guy's Puerto Rican, but like, I don't know. I think it's a lot of like fake outrage. People just want to get upset about stuff. And that was me when I was three surf sides deep.
Believe me, I'm the same way. We're going back and forth about it. And I turn into an old boomer too.
It's just fun to be angry. And then I'm like, oh, I'm actually not at all. That was actually a pretty good
one. It is, but it's, you know, I think we're trying to be funny mostly. And it landed. Like, everybody was laughing, so it was
okay. Like, that's the kid that was detained by ICE, and we should bring that up. And I was just like, a joke I made. Turns out people were thinking that was actually the case.
I mean, when you said that, I laughed, and I go, oh, that could be true. And then some idiot, one of the Krasenstein brothers, who's like a...
Is he a twin? One of those twins?
Yeah, I don't know what their deal is, but he, of course, put out that it was that 5-year-old boy who allegedly ICE detained. And wow, what an amazing! Of course, that's not true.
No,
but, you know, the thing with that is, it doesn't matter if it's true or not. It just matters if it gets traction, because Twitter will pay its users if they get engagements. Then they can slip ads into the tweets, and then they give a profit share to whoever's making the tweet.
Sure.
And this happens all the time with something not being true, and then it gets corrected, and the correction gets 1/10 of the original post was. So people go on thinking that, you know, things are real when they're not. And it's so easy to manipulate, and, you know, everybody's kind of susceptible to it. But yeah, there was that kid, and, you know, I thought it was fine. I didn't turn on the TPUSA Kid Rock one. I heard that one stunk too.
Yeah, I hate Kid Rock so much. I hate him. I as much as I dislike or like don't care about Bad Bunny, he's way more entertaining than an aging, sad, pathetic Kid Rock, in my opinion. I also don't like Detroit and anything associated with it. But when I was there, it was just like nonstop Eminem and Kid Rock. They were like the princes of Detroit. And I'm just like, shut up.
Well, you know the thing with the Kid Rock TPUSA halftime show too, is that you're kind of subculturing yourself when you do stuff like this. Like, I think you should do it if you want to. Everybody should do what they want, but it's kind of making you kind of a pariah, you know, to like do this little secondary halftime show. I mean, the country's divided though. People are really split. And it got a decent amount of views, too. It wasn't even close to what the regular halftime show was, sure. But it was something that was streamed on YouTube, right? So, I mean, it got a lot of eyeballs for what it was. People got in trouble for this guy here. And this is at a bar right in, like, a stone's throw away from my house. I've been to this bar. Got in trouble because he showed the halftime show, the TPUSA one instead of the Bad Bunny one. And some guy decided to confront him and talk to him about it and was not happy. Is this up?
Yeah.
Okay. Come on. You're just playing. You can do it. I just restarted the internet. Should be good to go. Okay. All right. Let's just restart that here. And boom.
I came here for the halftime show. Hold the screens. Why aren't you playing Bad Bunny at the halftime show?
Because I put this halftime show on. Because this is what the majority... Are you filming me?
I'm filming you. Why are you doing that? Why don't you play Bad Bunny?
Because the majority...
I'm
going to
pay.
Like,
get out. I'm going to pay first.
Luke, this is why.
I got to pay
first. This is why I said no.
I got to pay first. But I'm asking a question. Okay. I'm not being violent. Yeah, I got to pay first. I shouldn't pay.
What's your time on here?
For the full experience.
What's your tab on there?
Which show to put on?
Okay, what's your tab on there?
All right? I came here for the full Super Bowl appearance. Are you the bouncer? Are you the manager? Are you the bouncer or the manager?
He's the manager.
All right, I'm speaking to him, not you. You do what you do. And I talk to him.
You don't tell
I came here for the Super Bowl appearance.
So it kind of just goes on like that. But this made like national headlines. I saw a bunch of stories about this. And they said the bar's in St. Petersburg. It's in Pinellas Park. Okay. Mm,
get it right. Get it right. Which makes it, yeah, even more sad.
Yeah.
But can I ask you this? If I can just... You can't put the other show on one TV.
Well, what about the sound?
You're gonna hear the sound. Yeah. Right? Well, all right. I guess. Yeah, you're right. I'm trying to think like when I'm watching like a UFC game, they have all the TVs on that one thing. But I was just thinking because when I go into a sports bar, it's like every third TV has the same game. So, all right. I get that. I forgot about the sound aspect.
Yeah, the sound would be important. I don't know. Like, I feel like this guy, the bar owner, obviously can do whatever he wants. It's his bar. And perhaps maybe more people in that bar wanted to see the TPUSA one. I don't know what the crowd is at the zoo. It looked like people, when I went, I was drunk, and it looked like people that might like the TPUSA show.
Really?
It was a diverse crowd, but I think overall, if you took a vote, and this is a democracy, I think more people would have said TPUSA.
I don't think he took a vote. I think he watched what he wanted to watch.
Yeah.
Which is fine. It's his bar, whatever. It doesn't matter. I'm just...
We got to remember we're in a culture war here.
Yeah.
We're fighting a battle. It's a cold war to some degree and a hot war, depending if you're in Minneapolis, maybe it's a hot war. But I don't know. Like, I just think I'm not a fan of Bad Bunny. I'm not really a fan of Kid Rock's either. I just feel like it's just annoying.
No, it is. It is. What I liked about the halftime show is that the real one, they played into all of like the stereotypes that you get in trouble for. That when you're like, when you're just like, oh, do you just like dance on power poles and eat tacos? Like, that's your whole culture. Like, so much more than that. And then it's like, well, that's what you were showcasing during your performance. My favorite that I later noticed is the little casita, like where people were dancing, like the house. Did you see the big sign that said, "We accept EBT"?
I did. Yeah, I did see that. And I also learned that 50% of the population, 50% of the population of Puerto Rico is on SNAP assistance.
Once again, not surprised, but don't get mad at me when I'm like, what are you guys just all on like EBT? Well, we're not just poor because we're Latino. Okay, you're poor because you're Puerto Rican. I don't know. I'm just going to go, that's what Bad Bunny said. That's what he put in a show. Don't get mad at me.
Well, it's the, you know, the themes. They had the dominoes, of course. They had the boys stolen by ICE. They had a little bit of everything. Somebody got married, and apparently that was for real.
I didn't know that. You said, I saw that in the prep. You were like, this was a for real marriage, which is pathetic. But also, I don't know. Maybe you're into that stuff. Who knows?
I guess they invited him to their wedding, and he took it as an opportunity to get them involved. That's kind of a neat thing, right?
Because people, I saw so many videos where they're like, nobody's dancing in the crowd. It's like, it's old white guys. Do you think that they would dance to anything? They're not gonna move. That's men are often very stoic when, you know, football guys, I feel.
I would like to see, because I saw those videos too, of they kind of span the crowd and a crowd just kind of standing, you know, trying to see over the grass that's in the middle of the field. But do people normally dance their little booties off at the show? When I go to a concert, you know, I'm just standing there with my arms folded watching. I'm not rocking out.
I'm sorry that Korn wasn't there to perform. I don't know what other bands boys like. I know my man likes Rush. Yuck.
Uh-huh.
You know, Korn. I'm sorry, Metallica has aged out. I don't know what they want.
Creed.
What do you want? You want Creed? Because then it's like Beyonce does it. And then it's like, would you have preferred Beyonce? You know, Bruce? Like, I don't know what to tell you.
Well,
I don't know what you want.
Also, there's no rock stars anymore.
No, there's no rock bands.
Yeah. Foo Fighters are kind of the last American rock band. I mean, I know
that's actually a really interesting point. There's like no bands.
There are bands that are popular, but they're not like super mainstream. It's like country music is huge.
I can't even think of a band, like a new or ish band.
Yeah.
Like it's just rappers, solo artists, and DJs.
Yeah. And right? Like, yeah, I'm trying to think like who, well, I don't even know who's popular right now. Bad Bunny, who's, I guess, would you call him a Puerto Rican rapper? What genre of music is he in?
You are asking the wrong person. Yeah. Puerto Rican hip hop, just Latin music.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know.
I think that should the Super Bowl go to like a country artist, like a Luke Bryan or something?
I don't think that would have been more enjoyable. I don't think country music is really good in a party atmosphere. I dislike country music more than I dislike Latin music, which says a lot because I really don't like Latin music. Yeah. I hate, but here's the thing with Latin music is I can hear it and go like, I see why people like this. Mm. You know, it's the beat. I get it. Yeah. I get it. I don't like it, but I get it. It's better for a party atmosphere than like a sad country song.
Yeah, my opinion. I mean, some country songs are fun. They're about like drinking beers and hanging out by the campfire with your dog, and then mm-hmm. your dog died, and then
it's always like sad. It's always there's like an element of like melancholy to every country song.
It does tend to loop around, but I know there are some acts that are more fun. Like, what's that guy who's kind of like taking over Jimmy Buffett's? He was married to famous. Idea. He was married to Renee Zellweger.
Hugh Grant?
No, country artist.
I don't know any country artist.
No Shoes, No Problem. That guy?
Garth Brooks?
No.
Younger I don't guy. Know it. I know Faith Hill.
Yeah.
Garth Brooks, Luke Bryant.
Yeah. I can't remember his name now. But anyway, that guy I think is who am I talking about? He's super famous.
Is it The Lonely Places?
No, that's Oh God, I can't remember his name. But anyway, that guy might be good. Blake Shelton. No, not Blake Shelton. Anyway, maybe a country artist next year to appease the whites. I don't know. The TPUSA whites. It is just lame that it's I heard, like I said, I wasn't really a fan of the Bad Bunny, but I'm not a fan of any of them.
Right. I'm like, who would you have preferred?
And you're just, you know, when you do this,
Katy Perry, would you prefer Katy Perry because you love her music so much? Everyone? No, it's not for you. Like the people that like sports, people like you are going to watch the game. Anyways, it's for people like me who are like, I don't want to watch a boring football game, but oh, I'll tune in for Lady Gaga or I'll tune in for Beyonce. Like it's for me. It's for people who aren't the sports fans. And so from that aspect, it was actually a great move. It was a great move. And then even more so because it was so controversial, because he was like, you guys better learn Spanish. And everyone was like, oh, really? F you. And then everyone hate watched it and it became the most popular or the most watched halftime show of all time. So it worked.
I hate that it worked. I hate that. While I think they can do it if they want to, and I know that there's people who are just sick of a lot of the stuff that's thrown in their faces every day in pop culture that you kind of get out of it, but you're not trying. I just think it's a losing move to not try to take over the culture as opposed to, you know, doing your own thing in the subculture, which is, I think, what that performance was.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
They have Bad Bunny, right? He performs. He's American, although, you know, an atypical American, maybe not what you think of when you think of American music, but technically American. Would you have preferred that or maybe some, I don't know, like Ed Sheeran, not an American?
Yeah, I mean, like,
you know what I mean? Who speaks English, but he's not American. And this is the quintessential American event of the year. I mean, Rolling Stones have done it. I'm sure Ed Sheeran has been a part of it. Drake, like all these people, Justin Bieber, you know, maybe he's American now, but you know what I'm saying? Like people who aren't from here anyways, but they speak English, so it's okay. I don't know.
Yeah.
Fake outrage.
It was, and people really fall for it. We're just so divided. And it's like not even divided, it's inverted. Like so many people, we just have completely opposite, polar opposite takes on everything. It's bizarre how it has come to be like that. But man, is it ever true? But Anna, let's say goodbye to Radio St. Pete. I can't believe it's been a half an hour already.
I know.
More Super Bowl stuff I want to talk about, including the little puppy dog in the puppy bowl that stole everybody's heart. I have some news about him. And we'll talk more. So join us over there at willsyoutube.com on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Substack, hmbradio.substack.com, willsyoutube.com. Go to all those places, subscribe. You can subscribe to the Substack for free, and you get the regular podcast 3 days early. There is a paid version there if you want to help support us. It's a really good way to do that. It's like $5 a month. And if you can, I know wallets are tight right now, but if you can, it's a great way to support. If not, just go to willsyoutube.com, watch for free. And we'll see you next week live Wednesday, 6 p.m., willsyoutube.com. And we're going to do some bonus time for the Substack. So see you later.
Bye.
You have found the Homemade Broadcast on RadioSaintPete.com.